I feel about it the same way I feel about Happy Gilmore. It's not good, but like, are you really gonna hate on Ace Ventura?
Okay, are we on?
We're good.
I'm Eddie.
I'm Noah.
And today we're doing 1994's
Ace Ventura. Wait, we're back.
Sorry for the little break. We had stuff.
what did Mark Twain say? My death was greatly exaggerated.
It's reports of my death were greatly really exaggerated. We're doing 1994's Ace Ventura, starring Jim Carrey.
Yes.
What a movie.
Do we need to get into like the background of the movie or like what? So
his middle name is Irwin. Ace Irwin Ventura is the official name.
Okay. Let's get into the background of the movie. What can I remember? Okay, it's 1994.
Courtney Cox is in this movie?
Yeah. So when did Friends come out? It's the same year, I know, but like when was 94. What?
Friends started 94.
September 22nd, 1994. So this came out February. So this was just before Courtney Cox became like one of like the biggest like stars in like the world. At this point, isn't that that's? It's like this is a very like particular moment in time, like for that like particular point. You've got Sean Young in this movie who,
Oh my god!
Like,
did she kind of do anything else?
Who?
I don't really know her from anything.
Sean Young, bro. I could be completely wrong. I swear
she's Rachel in Blade Runner.
Really?
Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, she plays the like. Crazy.
Like, I could be wrong, but like, I feel she was the woman who went on to, I think it was like Oprah. Yeah. She was the woman who went on to Oprah in a Catwoman costume, begging Tim Burton to put her in Batman Forever, Batman Returns. I think it was Oprah. I don't know. Is it Joan Rivers? Sorry. Joan Rivers. And it was a homemade costume as well. So she went in a full costume because she was just begging like Tim Burton to put her in
God,
that movie.
Oh my God, what the hell is that?
I've never seen the actual interview. I've only heard it.
It's actually quite an impressive costume.
Yeah, but like, that's one way to get somebody to like notice you. She didn't end up getting it, by the way.
We
did Batman like Returns as well. So let me see the costume.
Sean Young was in the original Dune movie.
Oh, really? Why'd you say Dune?
Dune.
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 Dune. Dune.
Oh,
Hansel.
Screw me, I guess. Dune. It's Dune, everybody.
Dune. It's Doom without the M.
A sound Dune.
Dune.
A sound Dune.
Dune.
Oh my God, Dune. Don't make me whip out Translate.
I'm getting...
AI?
How do you say Dune? ChatGPT, how do you say Dune? Dune. Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
I think both's fine.
Oh, it's just black kicker clads him all over again. Is that like, yeah, while
Wait,
you find that?
Shh.
Okay, while you find that, I'm going to give a bit
Dune.
Of background. Is it Dune?
Dune.
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 We're better on Dune.
What?
Dune.
Dune. Why did you sound so sad? What? Like, I'm sorry. Okay, let's talk about this movie. So, let's actually talk about background. So, how many Jim Carrey movies have we done now? Like, we talk about him, like, quite a lot on this thing. We did...
There you go, that's how you say it.
Dune.
Man,
okay,
I love this
done.
Podcast.
Oh, okay. So basically, so Jim Carrey, we talked about him a lot on this podcast, haven't we? We did Man on the Moon, we did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and I feel like we did another one that I can't remember right now.
Oh, she was also in Blade Runner 2049.
Well, yeah, obviously she's really. Gonna reprise her role.
Not really.
Oh, well, she
used, like
de-aging technique. No.
CGI'd her in using pre-existing.
Yeah, screw using normal actors. Let's just say CGI. What?
Dude.
Okay, yeah. So this is 1994. So Jim Carrey was he wasn't a movie star yet at this point. And
she's in a video game called Happy Humble Burger Farm.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, it's like a known thing. Happy's Humble Burger Farm, the game. It looks pretty awful.
Yeah, I'm not looking that up because I've got like I don't need it on my search history. At this point in 1994, Jim Carrey's on like, have you ever seen In Living Color?
No.
It is better than SNL, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. It is better than SNL.
Because I live in a van by the river.
Okay, not better than, but that is an isolated incident. Okay. But like, yeah, he was
is
on
in living. Is this sarcastic class? No, it's not.
Yeah, but that's Matthew sure? Perry. That's Matthew Perry.
Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure.
It's not because of SNL writers, that's just because Matthew Perry was a funny person when he's not in movies. But
anything but what he's in.
No, no.
Have you ever seen that movie where he's that teacher and he's like the nicest guy ever, and he's like, I'm not giving up on you.
Oh yeah, where he's like in like the inner city and he's like teaching.
Yeah, it's also basically the same movie as the one about the teacher with Tourette's, and he like doesn't give up on the special needs kid because he has Tourette's, and he like feels like everyone deserves a
Which
chance.
Which one's that one?
And the whole, I can't remember.
There's so many motivational teacher movies really about bad. Them going to the inner city.
It's kind of bad because I'm pretty sure the actor doesn't have Tourette's. He's just making Tourette's noises. He just randomly will go like.
Do you want to do an impression?
No, but he just randomly starts doing it.
Yeah. But yeah, he was in Living Colour at that point, which, you know, so many great actors were on that thing. You know, like all the Wayans, you know, Jamie Foxx, and you know.
In 1994, he released three movies.
Yeah, so Ace Ventura is the first of three movies he'd do this year. He'd do Ace Ventura in February. The Mask in May? June?
He does. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I know Dumb and Dumber's in December.
The Mask and Dumb and Dumber. The Mask is been, yeah, I don't know. But then from there, he'll do Batman and Forever.
Yeah, so
Ace Ventura, When Adventure Calls, The Cable Guy, Liar Liar, The Truman Show, Simon Birch, which I don't think he has a major role in, Man on the Moon, Me, Myself, and Irene, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
So yeah.
1994 all the way to 2001.
Yeah, and this kind of starts a streak that, in my opinion, goes all the way to Man on the Moon and stops at Man on the Moon, where basically everything he makes, and yeah, Cable Guy is kind of like debatable, but everything he makes becomes like really successful.
Wow, like Cable Guy.
Yeah, so with this movie, like, as you can expect, there wasn't a lot of faith behind this kind of movie, like making a lot of money. I mean, like, you watch the trailer for this movie and you kind of go like, what is this? Because
when he's delivering, the first thing you see where he's like a FedEx delivery guy and he just kicks this front door package, and the guy's like, it sounds broken.
Sounds like something valuable in there as well.
It's broken. It probably is. If you'll sign here, please. And then like, that's a fake dog. And the guy picks up and he says, you've been got Ace Ventura. And then it cuts to him laughing.
Oh my God. And then when he goes to that woman's house and he gets back there and the woman is just like, what? I can't even say it. Like,
what?
Oh, the bit where they're playing, like the lion sleeps at night, and like him, like, oh my God. I'm saying all the stuff that I can't actually say on the air right now. Okay. So
it goes to the mental asylum in a tutu. And
he's put like, me in, coach.
He's just running around.
I'm up. And he just goes. So like the thing about this movie is like, you know those like SNL movies where it's like they're these movies based on SNL sketches, you know, like Blues Brothers and Wayne's World and what else, you know, The Ladies Man and Night at the Roxby. You know, the first two I said were successful, but kind of a struggle that a lot of comedians have is that like taking your persona that was on a TV sketch show and blowing that up to like giant size and turning that into a movie and stuff like The Ladies Man and Night of the Roxby are kind of like examples of when it doesn't work. And the thing about Ace Ventura, this at this point was basically Jim Carrey's persona blown up to 11. You go watch In Living in Color, this is exactly what it is. You know, it'd be like one of the SNL cast members taking the most famous persona like right now and making a movie out there. And you might think, hey, more of the kind of thing that we like. But it is actually quite a tricky thing. And it most of the time doesn't actually work.
That's a Frankenstein impression on this.
Which one?
He starts his car and it doesn't work. And he starts it again. He goes, it's alive.
Yeah. And like, so the thing with this one is just like, it was Jim Carrey's persona like blown up to 11. And like, it was all of those weird mannerisms, all of his weird things that he does. And
I'd argue The Mask does it further.
But The Mask, the thing about this movie is that The Mask and even more so Dumb and Dumber, there's other cast members to balance out his buffoonery, as Tommy Lee Jones would like to call it.
How much of Ace Ventura was like improvised?
A lot. Apparently, according to Jim Carrey, this I might be wrong here, but I think he was like on a Howard Stern like podcast, and I think he said that the original script was literal like dog. Like,
it was like a violent dark comedy, and then apparently
for The Mask it was, because it was based on those comics.
Yeah.
With this movie, it was just like Tom Shadyac basically let him do whatever he wanted to do for this movie. Wants
the talking butt scene. He made that up.
Oh my god! And it's like the bit this movie isn't okay. Can I say more so than like with the other 1994 movies you made, The Mask and Dumb and Dumber, there are other cast members there to level out the craziness. In Dumb and Dumber, you've got like Jeff Daniels, you know, as Harry, to like kind of level out. Like, he's also doing goofy stuff. So it's not just Jim Carrey. And then in The Mask, you've also got like Cameron Diaz, and you've got like other cast members. And R.I.P. I've been forgotten his name.
Oh my god, you can't do an R.I.P. if you don't know his name.
No, because like he was in Pulp Fiction and Peter Green, I want to say. I even got it right, so can you shut up? Peter Green, R.I.P. Peter Green, who died end of last year, who played Dorian, I want to say, in The Mask, and I can't remember who he plays in Pulp rest Fiction. Peace, yeah, like, you know, rest in peace, you know, like...
No, remember your name, it's all okay.
Exactly.
It's yeah. Okay, we still remember you.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you've got those cast members to, like, kind of level out his craziness. In Ace Ventura, it is literally, he carries the movie.
It's so fun. And you know the bit where there's like, he in the party where there's like a classical band and he just yanks the guy's arm so he hits a wrong note? That wasn't in the script. He just decided he wanted to do... He was on some... I know. I think he had to be on something. There's no way.
He always said that, you know, he just like looked in the mirror, and as a kid, he always went in the mirror to do all this like funny like faces, which, you know, that's one way to learn how to be like, you know, this larger than life personality. And with this movie, like, more so than any other Jim Carrey movie, it really is an acquired taste.
Yeah, I love it. It's something
like else. I think a normal person could probably get into Dumb and Dumber, because something like Dumb and Dumber has all kinds of comedy. It's got highbrow, lowbrow, you know, poop jokes, but actually like smart written comedy as well.
The bit when he's in the dolphin pit and he's just
with
like,
this movie, this movie, if you don't like Jim Carrey, you are not going to like this movie. And that's something I found out, a lot of people don't really like Jim Carrey. They don't find him like a particularly funny person, you know, which is, you know, my family doesn't find Jim Carrey particularly funny, which is, it's always interesting, because, you know, it's like, I always ask why, and like, you know, he's just like, he's just a bit much. And I think even like, you know, my family said that, and like, I was just like, oh that's a shame, isn't it? Because, you know, it's just, it's not that bad, you know?
No, but this movie has some serious issues.
Yeah.
It has some things that were kind of fine up until like,
Oh, you want to get into that? Okay, I was just going to ignore it, because it was just like...
There's some very bad...
Okay, like many movies of the period, it is more so comedies. It is a product of its time.
It has aged poorly.
It has aged really poorly. And even in 1994, like, come on, guys. Like, okay. Like,
especially the stuff about, like, your gun is digging into my head. Like, some of those jokes.
Okay, no, but so like, that's comedy stuff. I'm talking about, like, the stuff with, like...
The ending scene?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, bad. It is 1994 was only 32 years ago. Jesus, it was 32 years ago.
You weren't even born,
man. No, but it's just like... What? Yeah, it was 32 years ago. But, like...
The shark scene? You know, the party where there's the shark and he tries to feed it.
Whatever, you do not go in there. Wow! Yeah, so like pretty famously, well, not famously, but.
And he just like torn his clothes up and he smacks his chest and, like, a blur of water comes out.
Yes, like this movie was, as you can imagine, you know, The critics weren't really vibing with it. Oh, no, strangely not, no.
In the toilet where he's looking for the guy's rings to see who was on the team, and he just, like, stares over into the urinal and goes, hey, that's a nice
one. Although where he, like, manhandles, like, a jogger while he's running. And I love how it's short, because it's short. Like, you have the jogger running, and you just see, like, Jim just coming around running. It's like a horror film. Like, if you change the music, it's literally a horror film. He just, like, manhandles him to the... It's just like... Yeah, so, like, as you can imagine, this movie was not exactly loved by critics, but with people like our age, it was, like, you know, like, teenagers, adolescents, male adolescents. I think girls are pretty probably too smart.
They're too mature for this stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. They're a bit too mature. yeah, and this movie with a budget of $50 million made $100 million, which... That's really good for a movie for a guy who, like, this is his first proper movie. To make 100 million is a lot. Are we going to play the game again when we do the 1905?
Yeah, let's play the game.
Okay. Let me get 1994 up. Have we ever done 1994?
1994 is a stacked
1994
year.
is one of those years that people like, you know, is this one of the greatest years of all time? Oh, we've done 1994.
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
I don't remember.
We have. We did when we did...
Do you want Keanu to do one Reeves. Up, one down?
What?
95 or 93?
You choose.
95.
Oh, that's still a good year, no?
I think so.
Wait, I want to look at both and see which one's better.
I need to go back and watch Ace Ventura.
Yeah, oh, okay, let's do 95.
But you can say...
Okay, yeah, pretend we're talking about... like a different movie. Okay. So, have we ever done number... No, I feel like we've done 1995 as well.
Have we? Just go. I doubt we have.
Should we do 1996? Because I remember 1995 as well.
Okay, we do
stuff. We're not going that far. Okay, pretend we were talking about The Cable Guy. Okay. The Cable Guy was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you actually ever seen The Cable Guy? Oh, you haven't seen it.
Isn't Ben Stiller in that movie?
He directed, actually. You know, he actually directed a few episodes of what's that show with Adam Scott, Severance.
Severance.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, we're gonna do 1996 for some reason. I don't know. Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Okay, number 10 is a legal drama, and I think you're gonna get this once I say the person's name who's in it, with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, it's his first major Time to Kill.
No, it's not his first. He did Dazed and Confused. Okay, he wasn't the main character in that. But...
Yeah, but that was the movie that made it break
That's
out.
That's what I like about girls.
Max, where are you, Max? Max, where's my dog?
I get older, they stay the same age. Okay.
The older you get, the more rules they try and get you to follow.
Okay.
All right.
We'd be calling if you did. Okay, number 9 is a movie that stars, I don't think you're even going to get this, stars Robin Williams and Nathan Lane as a gay couple.
Oh, the something holiday. Or it's like the peacock shell or something.
Oh, peacock, you're in the right area.
The bird cage.
The bird cage, yeah.
It's
the bird cage.
I nearly watched that.
Just another example of, like, a movie like this would never make nearly $200 million. Like, I'm just saying as a fact of just, like, people aren't paying nobody is, a movie like this doesn't make $200 million. That's what I'm saying. Like, a mid-budget comedy is not going to make that much money.
Yeah. Put me in, coach. I'm open.
Number 8, and something interesting to see. This is apart from the last year of the 90s, this is the only year of the second half of the 90s that a Jim Carrey movie isn't in the top 10.
Okay,
good. The Cable Guy didn't actually make that much money. That's just, yeah. Okay, number 8 is another comedy. It's a comedy that is a remake of a 1963 film that starred Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
It starred the 1963 one starred Jerry Lewis, and this one stars well, that'd be too easy. The main character of it is called Sherman Klump. It's also directed by Tom Shadyac, who directed Ace Ventura. I'm just saying that, I don't know. No clue?
Directed is a strong word. I think you did that one.
And it had like another sequel called The Clumps. No. It's like a really famous comedy.
Clum.
It's called The Nutty Professor.
Oh my God!
If I said Eddie Murphy, it would have been way too easy.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. The next one is one.
I'm gonna make myself thin again.
The next one is one of the few like post getting an Academy Award Sean Connery movies that people I think like. It stars him, Nicolas Cage, and Ed Harris. It's a Michael Bay movie, and just looking at the poster, yeah, that's a Michael Bay movie.
You're gonna have to show me the poster.
And I don't know what else to say, man. Like, it's a very Michael Bay, but Michael Bay movie. It's a Michael.
Do you know this? What's the clues?
Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, and Ed Harris. The Rock.
Never heard of it.
Look at the poster. Look at the poster and tell me that doesn't look like a Michael Bay movie. So much going on, man.
I just want to bet there's at least 3 explosions in that movie.
Oh, that's all. Oh, Michael Bay explosions. Oh, my God. I like a good Michael Bay. Okay, number 6. Number 6 is a remake of a classic Disney film that stars dogs.
101 Dalmatians?
Yes. Number 5 is
a stars dogs.
Why did I say stars dogs? It's not like dog one, dog one, dog number 2, dog number 3 in 101.
Sorry, dog.
Isn't it crazy how all those dogs are like
real animals?
Yeah, and they're like dead. Like all those 101 dogs, they're like, I don't want to make anybody sad, but just like,
no, shut up. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay.
You're gonna ruin everyone's late Wednesday afternoon.
The next one is a thriller film. This is just like, it's crazy how this is like number 5 and I've literally never heard of this movie. It's a thriller film directed by Ron Howard that stars Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah. that's literally all I got. Okay.
Braveheart.
No, Ransom.
Never heard of it.
It's crazy because like this is the 5th highest grossing movie of that year.
Sucks.
The next one, we were just talking about it aside from the podcast. And just like, you know, 10 minutes before.
Oh, Truman Show.
No.
Oh.
Directed by Cameron Crowe.
Dazed and Confused.
No.
Oh, American Pie.
No.
Oh.
So many.
Jerry Maguire. Yeah.
Why would you give him the answer? Like, oh. Okay.
I love Jerry Maguire.
3 more.
Show me the money.
3 more, because I guess 1996.
Human head weighs 18 pounds.
Okay, the next one, because I think 1996 was on like a Tom Cruise kick. I don't even know. The next one
is Mission Impossible.
Yes.
One?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Number 2 is a movie that had the next one. The next one had a standalone sequel come out 2 years ago. That, you know.
Just give me the actual clues, bro. What is this?
It's a disaster film.
Armageddon.
No, but it's one of those one word. It's one of those one word titles.
Tsunami, hurricane,
volcano. You're gonna go through every single national like this, and then we're just gonna
Twister.
Yes, I was waiting for you to get one that like doesn't exist, so we can just like make our own disaster.
Hurricane.
Does cyclone exist? Oh, there we go. We can do Twister but bigger.
Twister but sharks.
Okay, the last one is a movie that stars Will Smith.
This is the highest grossing.
Highest grossing movie of this
Men
year.
Men in Black.
No, it stars Will Smith. It's another disaster movie. It's probably the most famous like alien like disaster movie.
Independence Day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so there we go. That's, I don't even know why.
Right on the money.
Yeah, so, you know, that was 1996 for some reason. I don't even know why. But, you know, what do we
remember 94?
What?
I don't even remember 94.
Let me just show you 94 then.
I'll do it real quick, then we're probably going to call it a day.
Yeah, definitely.
What are we rating this movie? It's awful, but I
give it like a 5 out of 10 on Letterboxd, but like, it deserves a 5 out of 10. But like, there's some movies that like then
it a 4 out of 5 purely because of how funny it is. Like I enjoy
like,
it.
Yeah, like 4. Whoa. Like I give it 3. 3.5.
3.5.
Okay, 1994 was just
Pulp Fiction.
Actually, a was Pulp Men. Strangely enough, Pulp Fiction doesn't actually make the top 10.
No one liked it when it came out.
But like 1994 was probably one of the most lucrative years in terms of movies. Like The Lion King and Forrest Gump came out that year. Like
The Circle.
And it's like those movies made more than $500 million in terms of 1994 money. Do you even want to think about how much money 32 years later that very would be? That's a crazy amount of money nowadays. That's near $2 billion. Okay.
Forrest Gump.
And those are two original movies. So
that's... Did you see Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, no. I haven't finished that. No, we can't even get into that.
The movie where it's like, never go full stupid. Tom Hanks was full stupid. Look where I got him.
No, yeah. But like, yeah, so like 1994 was like a crazy end. Like the only Jim Carrey movie in the top 10. Like... was The Mask, which, you know, it's 1994. It's just, it's crazy to look at because it is really a bygone era, because it's like there are no sequels, there are no anything in there. There are only two things that you can say, like The Flintstones. Okay, that's an adaptation of a series that ended like 30 years before, and The Mask is based on a comic. That's really it. So it's kind of like, this is kind of like
all IP.
Like you've got like Four Weddings and a Funeral, a movie like that's a rom-com. That's a rom-com that's in the top 10 movies of that year.
Hugh Grant, and America Loves England, so you know.
I mean, I don't, but nobody likes America, so.
Americans in the 90s were like, ooh, English accents. Indeed.
Yeah, but no, it's like, it's Hugh Grant. Ooh. Like, what are you going to do?
Like, yeah, and they were like,
no, it's Hugh Grant.
What's a British bombshell? If only they knew like what.
Hello, governor. How'd you know I was British?
Oh, you're English.
How'd you know?
I love your accent. Wow. Your teeth are so characteristic.
That's a hurtful stereotype. I think. I don't actually know. Strangely, I haven't met that many British people. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Okay, yeah, that's it. All right,
let's call it there.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, guys.